This ASAP video is brought to you by BiPro Instant Whey Protein Isolate. 1 pound containers or individual packets, French vanilla, chocolate, or unflavored, BiPro is the purest whey protein isolate worldwide. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in Columbus, Ohio at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, just off Olentangy by the river there, the Muddy River, and not too far from the giant horseshoe where the Buckeyes play. But today I'm with Sean McMickle. He's in charge of the sports nutrition and the Buckeye football nutrition. Basically, he feeds this Buckeye machine and makes sure they're eating right and getting the proper nutrition. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I know we've been trying to get you into our podcast and working out, and we finally got here, and things timed up pretty good. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. First of all, Sean, if you could tell us how you led your journey to working with the Buckeyes.
Yeah. So when I was a student at Ohio State University, I was lucky enough to volunteer when Coach Meyer first came. There wasn't too much with sports nutrition going on with football. He insisted that he get some help with nutrition. So Sarah Wick, my current boss, is she started the program with the football team specifically. I went and got my registered dietitian credential, and when I finished up, I was lucky enough to get an internship working with Olympic Sports with athletics. Around 2014 season, the unlimited feeding ruling passed, and Sarah stepped up to try and help tackle that problem for all of athletics, and I was fortunate enough to step in and take over the duties for football specifically. So this will be my third season with the Buckeyes and feel extremely blessed and excited to be here.
I saw a brutal training session today. The first one kicked off around 5:45, and then they had another one at 8. I'll tell you what, these guys were busting their tails out there, not only in the weight room, but out in the indoor facility. You know, after a training session like that, it would require a lot. What's it required to feed somebody like Sam Hubbard or Tracy Sprinkle or Jalen Holmes? What's it take to get those guys back on par after that training session?
The key is really getting to know the players as individuals. I'm really fortunate that I am 100% football, and so I'm able to be here around all the training sessions. So I really get to know the athletes on their likes, dislikes, who has a great appetite after a tough workout, who might struggle with appetite after something like what they just went through today. And so, for example, a guy like Sam Hubbard, able to approach him, give him some smoothie, high-calorie shake suggestions, and then also fine-tune his post-workout meal with what we're serving in the facility. Some of the other guys that might have a curbed appetite afterwards, it's really about meeting them where they're at. So I'll suggest that they get in their recovery shake, might do a little bit with milk, maybe a small meal. But then I'm going to be lining up with them, sending them messages in a couple hours, making sure that they get a bigger meal to replace all those calories that they burned off. So again, it's really about knowing the players as individuals and meeting them where they're at.
You know, this is an institution of higher learning. It's one of the top universities in the United States and the world, really. And you know, here you are given nutrition quizzes. So it's all part of the education here. What's the quiz?
Yeah, so today we have a recovery quiz, and it's all a part of a off-season nutrition program. So Coach Mick is extremely enthusiastic about nutrition, and I feel very fortunate to work with him because he really helps sell nutrition as an important part of the overall training process. So during the off-season training months, every week the players are going to get an athletic training grade, they're going to get a strength and conditioning grade, and they're also going to get a nutrition grade. What is involved in the nutrition grade is we do meal attendance, so pre and post every single meal, required to check in, make sure they're getting the appropriate food selections to help fuel them through their workout and help them recover. It also involves recovery shakes and vitamins, so I have staff checking off, tracking down athletes, making sure they're getting their shakes and their vitamins in. Also involves the quizzes like you're seeing today. Today we have a recovery quiz, so what's involved in that is we have a educational poster set up, and we have a short 5-minute quiz going over the contents of that poster, and we switch the topics on a weekly basis. So this is recovery, talking about, you know, appropriate carb and protein selections, the timing of when to get it in, hydration. And so they fill out that quiz, and that's part of their grade. Later this week, we're going to have a cooking demo on Thursday. And so we work with the university staff. And again, it's a 5-10 minute quick cooking demo where the athletes, after their workout, they come up, the chef walks them through an easy recipe that's going to help their recovery, and they're required to make it themselves. Again, it takes about 5-10 minutes, so it's not a huge burden on their day, but they get a usable nutrition lesson in that time. And if they don't participate, then their nutrition grade will reflect that. Also involved in the nutrition grades is body weights. So they're expected to meet a certain weight and expect to follow a nutrition plan to reach that weight. And if they aren't making those weights, again, their nutrition score will reflect that.
You know, Sean, not everybody is Billy Price, starting offensive guard for the Buckeyes, or JT Barrett, quarterback. What about a guy like me, the average guy, who finishes up a workout, you know, hits some bench presses, some squats, some pull downs. Now what? The workout's over. You know, how, if I want to optimize my workout, and or if I am a Buckeye, you know, what do I need to do, you know, as far as timing of my workout and the protein and little ideas like that to help me out?
Absolutely. And it all depends on you as an individual and what your goals are. For the typical American that is trying to stay healthy and maintain their fitness level, I actually recommend they just get in a square meal within an hour, hour and a half after their workout. They don't necessarily need to worry too much about specialized recovery shakes and things of that nature. They just got to focus on a well-rounded meal with complex carbohydrates, some good quality complete proteins, and plenty of fluids to replace the fluids that they've lost in their workout. It can be an added source of calories that aren't necessary if you're getting into too many specialized products.
Sean, you mentioned that you had to get an RD mm-hmm. type of requirement in your studies, and that's a pretty stringent program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, if somebody wanted to get into the field like you have, you know, what's that entail?
Yeah, so I am a registered dietitian, and I think that's a very important credential to be involved in the field of sports nutrition. The majority of positions are going to require that you have that credential. And what that's going to do is it's going to teach you to treat nutrition as an evidence-based field. Everything we do here is very evidence-based and based off of scientific literature. So it really lays that groundwork for the future and what you're going to do. If you're looking to get in sports nutrition specifically, I recommend that while you're in school studying dietetics, that you find out who at your school is handling sports nutrition for the teams. And if they don't have one, get in touch with someone in the athletics department and see if you can't volunteer a little bit. It's important to find out who's doing nutrition at your facility, because it's important to network. It's a very young field. It's important to learn from who's doing it best, and they can help guide you along your path and help you get the experience you need to land that first job.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, when I was working with players back in the 80s and high school players throughout the 90s and everything, you know, we never really had this approach that's seen today at schools like Ohio State, Auburn, Michigan State. It's a pretty big deal, and it's really cool to see how it has all been brought into the total scope of the program. And like you mentioned, Mickey Marotti, the way he just wants to incorporate this whole thing into it and tie it all together as part of the total athlete.
He's a very progressive thinker, and you're correct. In the last 5-10 years, the field has absolutely exploded. I feel very fortunate to be a part of it, and that's part of what I love so much about my job, is I get to come in and make it what it's going to be.
Sweet. Hey, speaking of sweet, Sean, what about sugar? You know, I'm kind of freaked out on sugar lately, and there's too much, you know, it's everywhere, and everything I've been reading, the research and everything, it's taken a bad rap, and, you know, I'm kind of believing in it. What do you think? What's your take on sugar these days?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a lot of added sugar in the food sources that we see today that just simply weren't there 50 years ago. And I think that it does have a big implication on some of the metabolic problems that you're seeing across the country today. I do think that your average individual should try and avoid extra sugar intake, and they should focus on those, I like to call them whole foods. So foods that are not processed, they don't have added ingredients in them. You can look at it and see what it is. An example being some wild rice. You know that's a whole food. You know how it was cooked, what was put in it. And avoiding those processed foods that are going to have that added sugar that can be pro-inflammatory. And if consumed in excess with other poor calorie choices, can lead to some of those metabolic problems that you're seeing today. Now, some sugar in the diet is acceptable, and especially when you're dealing with elite athletes, there are certain times in their training period where you would want some of the more simple carbohydrates like sugar in their diet, specifically pre-workout or post-workout, to try and stimulate an insulin response to put them in an anabolic state to absorb sugar and proteins to help recover. that would be an appropriate time for adding some sugar in. But for the most part, added sugar is something you do want to avoid consuming regularly throughout the day.
Good point. Our next area of nutrition, Sean, if you could talk a little bit about protein, what are some of the protein sources that you suggest around here at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center to feed these Buckeyes?
Yeah, protein is very important, and I try to encourage a variety of protein sources with the athletes here. For the meals, we're always going to have a few different meat options. You do want to make sure that you're getting in complete proteins, and that's typically from meat sources. Make sure you're getting all those essential amino acids. We try to rotate through the different meat sources that we provide here on a regular basis. So we like to do a lot of chicken, a lot of fish. We'll have steak. We'll do pork as well, and the typical protein sources that you see as well. Milk is often an underutilized protein source. It's got 7 to 8 grams of protein per 8 ounces and can be very, really helpful with the recovery process.
What about fats? They're not all that bad, are they?
Fats get a really bad rap, and especially in the last 20 years or so, there is a stigma that you should eat low fat, and that's just not necessarily the case. You do want to try to avoid the less healthy fats. So less healthy fats being from processed foods, your trans fats, sometimes the saturated fats that you find in the high-fat animal products as well. Those are the ones that you want to try and avoid because of the pro-inflammatory response that they can have on your body. But you absolutely need fat in your diet. It is used to create hormones. It can slow down the absorption of food from your meal. It can be anti-inflammatory. And the types you want to focus on are your unsaturated fatty acids and specifically omega-3s. So you find those in your fishes. You can find them in nuts and plant sources. And those are actually anti-inflammatory fats that you want to get into your diet.
What do you think? Like walnuts or almonds or both? Are they both equally, pretty valuable to the system?
Yeah, both are great sources of healthy fats. And absolutely, I recommend all the athletes here consume nuts if they don't have an allergy.
Oh, something I wanted to ask you about was, a big thing in the market now over at Kroger and Giant Eagle is the chia seeds. What do you know about chia seeds?
So chia seeds are very high in fiber. They have some omega-3s and they have some protein in them. I actually do use chia seeds in some of the smoothies that we make for the athletes and have the athletes make for themselves. And I think they can be a very important part and be very helpful in a healthy diet. They are, like I said, very high in fiber and specifically soluble fiber. So they'll form a gel in your digestive system. And what that's going to do is help keep you full, help keep you satisfied, which can be helpful for maintaining calorie levels, not overdoing it, and keeping your hormone levels steady as well.
Excellent. It's pretty interesting hanging around here at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, checking in on your nutrition thing and, your assembly line there where the players come through. What about Coach Meyer? Is he doing a good job at the nutrition area?
Coach Meyer is great with nutrition, and it ultimately stems from him. He recognizes the importance of nutrition and its role in recovery, and he's constantly reminding the guys, you need to make sure you're getting treatment. You need to make sure you're hydrating. You need to make sure you're getting good nutrition in. Otherwise, you're not going to recover appropriately. And as an individual, he's very in tune with nutrition. He knows his body very well, and at different times during the year, he knows when he should maybe avoid some of the starches and eat a lower-carb diet because he may be stress eating or something along those lines. And then there's also times during the season or the year where he realizes his appetite isn't right where it should be because of the stress, and he's more in tune with the need to get in any calories at all. So very in tune with nutrition.
So what you're saying is during the season, you yourself kind of keep an eye on Coach too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm essentially a food coach around here, so that involves the players, but also the coaches. We got to make sure our guy up top is taking care of himself.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, you promised us that, or promised me that, because I worked out a little bit. I don't know if you saw it, but I kind of like to get one of those smoothies. So which smoothie are you going to suggest today? I know you got a handful that you in your arsenal, but if you could pick one out for me, and let's talk about what it's going to be.
I'm going to make you the Superfood Power Smoothie today. It's one of our green smoothies.
Yeah,
it's a good one. And what's involved in that one, it has some strawberries, some frozen spinach. It has flaxseed ground up in it. Has a little bit of whey protein powder to get that protein in. It's going to have a little bit of apple juice. And those are the main ingredients. We do that one with the kids here as a way to try and mask getting in some greens. You can't taste the spinach at all, and the kids are really enthusiastic about it.
Wow, sounds decent. So, Sean McMichael, we really appreciate you joining us for our Athletic Strength and Power podcast today. It's always fun to talk to somebody who's in tune with nutrition and knows sports nutrition. And here you are in charge of one of the top football programs in all the nation, and you're feeding a Buckeye machine. So we really appreciate you joining us today.
I really appreciate you having me. And if anybody would like any insider views on what we do here, we do run a football Instagram. It's OSU Football Nutrition, OSU_football_nutrition. And we post behind-the-scenes meals, smoothies, things the kids are eating, just to give a better idea of what's going on here. So feel free to follow us.
All right. Well, let's go get that smoothie.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Sean.